Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Stay Zen with Saj podcast. It is I, your host, Sajita Dahlia. And today, we are going to be diving into embracing changes in our lives, the positive and the negative. You probably already know that from reading the title. But then, yes, that is the topic we're going to be talking about today. And yesterday I was thinking and I realized that since I started this podcast, I have never really properly introduced myself to you guys. So I'm going to do that today. Let's begin with the most important one, the name. My full name is Sajita Dahlia Abubakar Sani. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Kano State. Shocking. Most people are always shocked when I tell them I'm from Kano State. But then I'm from Kano State. I did not grow up in Kano. I grew up in Abuja. But then I'm from Kano State. I go to Kano a lot. A lot. Not that I'm just from there, but I go there a lot. I'm a woman in STEM. I studied, yes, I'm a woman in STEM. I study civil engineering. I'm in my third year, 2 more years to go. And yes, I think that's all you need to know for now. Gradually, as we move on with the podcast, you'll get to know me better. And I will get to know you guys too from the emails you sent to me. I read some reviews last week and honestly, they were the sweetest things ever. Like, the reviews warmed my heart so much. I was so happy reading them. So you guys should keep sending me emails because I promise you guys, I read my emails every morning. I don't know how I even started. I just scroll through my emails every morning. So if you send me an email, I'm pretty sure I'm going to see it when I'm doing my routine of morning scrolling through my emails. So yesterday I asked on my Instagram story for people to give me suggestions on topics to talk about. I have a list of topics, but then I don't think it's the right time to dive into those. So I wanted to know from you guys that listen to the podcast what you want me to talk about. I know some of you are not on my Instagram because my Instagram is private. There's a reason for that. My Instagram is private because I recently was catfished. So I had to make it private. Like, it's been private for a very long time, but then I was catfished. And now I just can't just let anyone into my Instagram space. But then I might end up creating a podcast Instagram account. Someone recommended that. So we can communicate, we can talk, we can chit chat. You guys can ask me questions. I can also ask you guys questions as well. I don't know. The problem is managing the podcast because of school and all. But then, inshallah, I'm going to figure it out. Now, let us begin with our gratitude. Today, gratitude is going to be on this episode. I'm going to emphasize a lot on gratitude because we're talking about embracing changes. So gratitude is very important in this episode. We're going to begin with our routine. Gratitude. I'm grateful for life. Alhamdulillah, I woke up today. I've been trying to get back on my routine. I wake up by 7 a.m. I've been trying to get back on my routine. And this week, it's been going great. I've been waking up by 7 a.m. I don't know why. Whenever I wake up like an hour later, maybe like 8, I just feel like not too happy. But then I try to brush it off. I'm like, is this 1 hour? But then I'm getting back to my 7 a.m. wake up time. And then you just get things. Don't even say anything. It's just that you get things done in the morning. Because after Fajr, you like go back to sleep. So by the time you wake up by 7, you have so much time to do so many things before it's afternoon. And you have so much time to get ready for school and study. I'm diverting too much. Let's go back. Yes, I'm grateful for life. And I've been getting back on my routine. So I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful for the basic needs. I'm grateful for shelter, food. Today, it's quite chilly outside. It's 20 degrees. My phone always shows me the temperature every morning. It's 20 degrees outside. I'm grateful for that as well because I like every opportunity to put on my socks in the morning. I love wearing socks. It's just so nice. So I'm grateful for that. You guys should also look around you and see what it is you're grateful for. There is so much to be grateful for. Grateful for health, your ears as well. You can listen. You're listening to this podcast, so you should be grateful that you're amongst those that have listening abilities. Now let us begin with the episode. So embracing good and bad changes in our lives is very essential for our personal growth. It's just a way of helping you shape your perspective on life. When you embrace the good and the bad, you tend to worry less and you tend to be stressed less. You just go on with your life. It's like, what is for you is for you, and what is not for you is not for you. I go by that term a lot. I always say it. What is for me? Rabanka in Hausa, it's Rabanka Bazi Wichikaba. What is for you will never pass you. And that is something I live by, and you guys should also live by. So first, when it comes to embracing changes, I've spoken about this before, celebrating achievements. When it comes to embracing the good changes, anything good that happens to you, you have to celebrate it. Like, I forgot to mention this. Two days ago, my podcast was number one on the top shows. Was it top shows? No, self-improvement. My podcast is in the category of self-improvement. 2 days ago, it was number one on self-improvement in Nigeria. And you guys, I could not believe it. I always check the charts. But then 2 days ago when I checked it, I saw, because like I was number two prior to that. Then I now saw I wasn't number two anymore. So I started scrolling down. I went all the way to 100. I was like, where's my podcast? I hope it did not disappear. Then I went back. I now saw it was number one the whole time. And I literally was screaming. Then Iman asked me if I celebrated. I was like, of course. I went out for ice cream because I've been too busy recently with school and projects and everything that I haven't gone out for ice cream in a while. I'm obsessed with ice cream, you guys. But then I went out and I also got food as well because I haven't been eating out health-wise. I got sick due to eating out recently. But then I have not. So I ended up still getting food and I got my ice cream. And that's like my little celebration because I was too busy with school, so I couldn't really do anything big. But then, yes, celebrating achievements, the little things, the small accomplishments, you have to celebrate them because when you celebrate them, you're appreciating them because you put in time and your sweat and effort into achieving it. So you just have to celebrate it because if you don't celebrate it, it's like you're not giving it the credit it deserves. But then it's you achieved it, so it deserves a lot of credit. So you have to sit down, reflect on your accomplishment, big or small. It doesn't matter whether it's big or it's small. And appreciate the positive changes that it has brought into your life. Because every little accomplishment has an impact on your life, whether big or small, it does. So another part of embracing the good changes is practicing gratitude. We always do that this morning on this podcast. I actually learned this from a podcast I used to listen to. It helped me with gratitude, showing gratitude. It's very good for your mindset. It fosters a positive mindset when you appreciate all the good things in your life. Any little thing that you have that makes you happy is something you should be grateful for because there is someone out there that doesn't have it and wishes they did, but you have it, so you have to show gratitude towards it. Your legs, you're able to walk. Some people can't walk. It's something you should be grateful for. We tend to forget that the things we have can be taken away from us easily, so we never really tend to like show gratitude for even like the little things that we have because we're so used to them that we forget to be grateful for them. But then your sight can be taken from you within once I snap my finger like this, like your sight can be taken from you. So you have to be grateful for the things that are so normal for you because for some people it's not normal for them. So the moments they get like it, like the little things, they are always grateful for them. So for you, that is something that's normal to you. You have to be grateful for it. It's very important. It builds a positive mindset and you start to be more positive. And your energy just becomes more positive. So I really want you guys to show more gratitude. And I hope you guys are not skipping my gratitudes on this podcast. Because it's very important. We have to show gratitude for everything. When something positive comes into your life, a positive change happens to you, I want you guys to start looking at it as an opportunity for learning and personal growth. Because everything that happens to us is for a reason. You have to look at what was it that led to that positive change in your life. Maybe you learned a new skill in the process. That is something that has been added to your personal growth. Every bit of time that you put into what led to that positive change, everything you put into it, maybe it was every effort you put into that, what led to that positive change, is something that will affect your personal growth in a positive way. So that is why you have to start looking at the positive changes in your life as an opportunity for you to learn and grow and be a better person, because it contributes to your development as a human being. Another one is focusing on the present. Some people, when they encounter positive changes in their life, they tend to start planning for the future. Don't get me wrong, it's very important to plan for the future. But then try not to dwell excessively on what lies ahead. Instead, I want you guys to focus on the present and appreciate the positive changes that are occurring in your life at that moment. Not that the moment something happens, like, okay, so I'm going to be doing this in the next 2 months, in the next 3 months, in the next 2 weeks, or in the next 2 days. Take a breath. And sit down and dwell in the moment. Because once it's gone, it's gone. You can't rewind time. There's no time machine. You can't go back in time. Appreciate it at that moment. Feel whatever it is you're feeling. Understand your emotions at that moment. It's very, very important. So I want you guys to remember that embracing positive changes, it's a process. It takes time. And by adopting a positive mindset, it's going to help a lot in your daily life, and it just help you, because when these positive transformations come your way, it cultivates resilience, and then you'll be able to adapt to it easily. Now let us go into embracing the bad changes in our life. Not bad changes, but the negative changes in our lives. I personally believe not every change that happens in your life is bad. Sometimes it's just a lesson that needs to be learned in disguise, to be honest. For example, maybe you used to hang out with a certain group of people, and then you guys stopped seeing each other, and then you might be sad about it. But then it can be a bad change in your life, but then in disguise it could be positive, because maybe you were not benefiting anything from the time you guys spent together, and maybe it was draining you. So you have to look. Sometimes bad changes in your life can be a blessing in disguise. So first one we're going to talk about when it comes to embracing the bad changes is acceptance. You need to learn to accept and acknowledge that change is a part of life. Everyone has changes in their life, good and bad. You have to accept it. You should not try and ignore it. You should not try and shove it under the rug. Or you should not try and dwell too much on it and let it change your emotions or make you feel sad or everything. No, you have to sit down, breathe, accept it. You have to accept it that, yes, it has happened to you and it's part of life. Everyone goes through this. Everyone has their bad days and their good days. You need to accept it. It's part of life. Not everyone is perfect. Not everyone has been going through their life without any bad changes occurring for them. No, everyone goes through them. It's a general thing, basically. So you need to sit down and accept it. It's totally normal. And then if it's too much for you to feel on your own, you can seek support from your friends, your family, or even professional help during those times. Because for some people, sharing their feelings and experiences provides comfort. And it gives insight. Like, people can give their own insight on what you're going through. Maybe they've gone through it before and they can give you their insight. So yeah, if you feel you can't go through it alone, try talking to someone. Don't go and talk to just anyone that will just like shut you down or like, oh, get over it. No, talk to someone that might understand, someone that will sit down and listen, because sometimes people just want someone to listen to them. You don't have to talk back. I just want you to listen sometimes to that. And as I said on the previous one, when I talked about embracing good changes, I talked about learning and growing. Also, for bad changes, when things like this happen, you have to look at it as a positive thing, because when bad things happen, it's like an opportunity for you to grow from it, to do better and change your ways so that it doesn't happen again. Bad things sometimes, when bad things happen to you, it makes you a stronger person and it teaches you valuable lessons. If you go back to my second episode on the podcast, the Let's Talk About Friendships episode, I talked about bad friends and good friends. I wouldn't be able to talk about that if I haven't encountered bad friends in my life. It was a bad change at some point in my life, but then eventually I was able to learn from it. And now I know the kind of people I want around me and not. So sometimes it's like, it's a blessing in disguise, because for some people don't listen to advice. So they have to experience it first. It has to, like, the experience has to show them shiggy before they change. So for some people it's like that, and for some people they listen to advice. So sometimes you have to look at it in a positive way. This thing might have happened to me at that time, and at that time it might have been bad, but then it has changed my mindset on so many things and has made me a better person. So try to look at these kind of things in that kind of way. Focus on what you can control. This one is very important. This one is very, very important. We shouldn't dwell too much on things that are out of reach, things we cannot change. You should try to focus on the ones you can change. Like, I had an issue with school some months ago. We had a particular course, it's called SWEP, Student Work Experience Program. It was for 5 weeks, I think. It was the longest time. We were in school for 5 weeks during the summer break, and it was very hectic and time consuming, and the sun and the sweating and the work and everything. So our advisor did not register some of us for the course, but then we took the course. So when it was time for grading, our grades were already, like, written down. Everything, we had our grades, like, they've given us our grade, but then they could not record it because our advisor did not register us for the course. And then that means we have to take it again, right? And then you can't take it again the next semester. You have to wait till, because there's SWEP 2. So you have to wait till, I think, like, final year to take the SWEP 1 again. So it's like the summer before you graduate, you have to come back to school and spend 5 weeks and take the SWEP. At first, I was like, some of my friends and I, we were running mad. Like, what is happening? We can't do this. Like, we were just so angry. But then at some point, I spoke to one of my friends, because we're talking about it. And I was like, it's not something we can control. Like, let's just leave it to God. Because we've tried our best, we've spoken to our advisor, our HOD, and he said there's nothing we can do about it. So I was just like, let's just leave it to God. Because if we keep stressing on this thing, it's just going to make us sad and angry. So let's just leave it to God. So I want you guys to actually look at, use this as an example. Focus on the things you can control. The things you can't control, let it go, leave it to God, pray over it. But the things you can control, try your best to direct them the way you feel like, because you can control it, and it will help you regain a sense of purpose and agency, because everyone likes to be in charge of the things in their life, but then in all honesty, we are not really in charge of the things in our life. God is. But then sometimes there are some aspects that you just feel like, but then yeah, focus on what you can control and not what you can't control. Self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when you're going through it, not shoving yourself down. Because I always say, you are your biggest fan, you are your biggest supporter. You're the only person that can tell yourself something and your brain will listen to it most all the time, probably. But then you have to be compassionate towards yourself. Understand that difficulties are faced by everyone. And when you treat yourself with compassion, it makes it easier for you to navigate through it when you're going through it. So please, be kinder to yourself and treat yourself with compassion. It's very, very important. Because how can you be mean to yourself and just dwelling too much and thinking too much about the negatives? It affects your brain, your physical and your mental well-being. And that's not what we're all about. We're all about taking care of ourselves on this podcast. So be self-compassionate. Be compassionate towards yourself, okay? Before I end this podcast, this episode, I'm going to talk about patience, because without patience, we wouldn't be able to go through all of this. I need you guys to understand that adapting to change takes time. Be patient with yourself and with the process. Recognizing that growth is transformation, it takes time. It's usually at the end of whatever you've experienced that you've realized, oh, this thing has changed me for the better. Be patient with yourself. If you want to adapt that growth mindset, you have to be patient with yourself. So, by welcoming the good and the bad parts of our lives, we can become stronger people, and it will help us handle things better. This will help us grow and just, in general, feel good about ourselves. We are 21 minutes in, and I'm about to end this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you guys. Don't forget to practice gratitude, and I hope this really helped. This episode helps you out a lot. For those of you that are currently going through these changes, and we're all navigating life. I don't think we ever stop navigating life, but then we're all navigating life. I'm navigating life, you are, and this podcast is here to help both of us. It's helping me the same way it's helping you. It's helping us all navigate this life together, and inshallah we are going to be all right. So don't forget to take care of yourselves. Don't forget to practice gratitude. Very, very important. And I hope you have an amazing week and an amazing day. Bye.